Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Sure, we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach. Shares pictures of his poop with his sister, Noe Towers.
And I'm Kelsey. Can't take a dump, Dara.
Yeah, I really couldn't. I was struggling.
Wait, did you get one out just now?
It was very unsatisfying. It was like a pellet.
Oh, the worst.
The worst. Nobody asked for a pellet poop.
Also, scientists still do not know about the phenomenon that is feeling like you pooped a big poop and then you look and there's little to nothing there.
Is that something that needed to be studied?
You haven't had that, like a phantom shit?
Oh, no. I've had a phantom poop before where you're like, I just pooped.
It needs to be studied.
Don't you think that's maybe just a fart?
I think I know the difference.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, drawstring butthole.
I thought you should have Josh String butthole. I was like, is that
first of all,
drag
who's Josh?
Yeah, it's like Josh String. Okay, I'm Googling him later.
Enough talking about poop. How are you? You got me.
Housekeeping. You know, you think I would.
Do I?
Yeah. I mean, I like to think I have stuff going on, but like at the end of the day, I don't think I do.
Okay.
I did my hour in La Brea. That was so much fun.
Oh my
fun.
Gosh. Yeah. Leo is pushing your microphone out of your face.
My client here.
Yes. He needs his brushings.
I thought you were going to say his bush.
His bush brushed.
Also, all of his claws are out and in me right now.
Ooh.
No, not ooh. Not ooh.
Kitty.
Okay, Brea was great. I'm gearing up to tour more, which is exciting. Opening for Bob the Drag Queen on some of his tour.
Yes.
Housekeeping. I don't think there are any boys in my life, and I think I want to change that.
Okay.
I think I would like... I've been like wanting like a hot steamy makeout sesh.
Ooh, what's you haven't been like doing any hooky uppy grindery moments?
No, not really.
Okay.
Or if I did, it was maybe a little bit more transactional, not like very like mindful, not very demure.
Not mindful, not demure. I also love every time you say transactional, I just imagine a guy coming and paying you money and like leaving.
I wish. Take me there.
You
I
could.
I want to go there.
I want to go to there.
Well, I'm not above or opposed to sex work at all. But no, I'm free.
Good to know.
I'm free right now.
That's something worth bragging about.
But yeah, I'm just like, I think I'm maybe manifesting. Like, I actually went on a cute coffee date with a guy and we're going to go see a movie soon.
Okay.
And yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
I think I love that for me too.
Yeah.
How about you?
Things are great.
Bing bong housekeeping.
Bing bong housekeeping. Do you want to see the cute gift that the athlete got me for my birthday?
Yeah.
He got me like a gold ring. Look at it.
It's a penis.
Do you wish?
Wait. Oh, it's long. It's like stretch arms. It's
Zach looks utterly disgusted right now.
It strikes me as eerie, but I'm not a jeweler.
It's hands that are hugging, so it looks like he's always hugging your fingy.
Yeah, but they're giving alien.
Oh my God, give it back to
okay,
me.
Okay, sorry.
This is why you don't have a boyfriend. So cute. You're so like anti-love.
Oh, I wish I had a boyfriend so I could get dumb jewelry.
Ah, you did not just say that. I cannot wait to tell the athlete. He's going to be so hurt.
Oh, that he's not good at picking out rings? I'm sure he'll be just torn apart by that.
I thought it was cute because my love language is physical touch. And, like, he's going to be traveling quite a bit with his job. And so he gave that and he said, they, like, I'm always giving you a hug.
Did he get the job?
There are a couple of offers on the table, which is exciting. That's and great. None of them are nearby.
Really?
Yeah, they're far.
Not the Orange
cool.
County one?
No, we'll see. Anyway, that was fun. I've also been in my stand-up class, which is really fun. I feel like that's been something that's been giving me that, like, that boost again, that creative boost.
Totally.
You know, where you're like, I often struggle with our kind of career that we do where you work for yourself, where sometimes you feel like you're not doing enough. You're always comparing yourself to other people.
1,000,000%.
Et cetera, et cetera. But like with stand-up and joke writing, you always have something to do.
Yes.
Like there's never, yes. No matter how many times someone has covered the topic of dating, they haven't said it from your point of view.
Totally.
And it's like, there's always something new. And now I often find myself in life being like, this is a joke. This is stand-up.
Yeah.
This is like a thing. But this week in my stand-up class, they're like, talk about, like, as the stand-up class goes on, you want to talk about subjects that are more and more juicy, as they say.
Oh, is that the word they use?
Yeah. Like, to start, it's like, oh, evergreen, dating, social media. Then they want you to get more and more personal, like, oh, family relationships, dynamics, some kind of trauma you've gone through. And, like, you learn how to write about these bits. So you're not just like being thrown into the deep end, like, here, make jokes about your abortion.
Totally. Or trauma dumping on an audience.
Right, right. But so this week they're like, bring your juiciest thing because now we have to start working on putting your set together. So this week I'm doing about chronic pain.
Okay.
And I'm struggling with it.
Really?
So bad that last night I had a nightmare that I had another jaw surgery. And it was
just for material.
Yes. It was so awful. It was like, oh my God, I woke up so fucking thankful that I didn't have jaw surgery again. I was like, oh my God. So that's been on my mind.
Wait, but you're struggling with writing material for it?
I just haven't like
figured it out.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what I'm going to work on today. Zach and I are going to like write after we pod. But I've just been like, how? I mean, obviously, there's so many things to talk about with jaw, like being blowjobs, life, laugh, work, talking.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But then there's like the psychology of chronic pain, you know, where it's like people can't understand being in pain all the time. They just like don't.
Like what? No.
They don't know how to fathom that.
Totally.
Yeah. So it's it should be fun, though, to figure out. So that's been my housekeeping.
That's so exciting. I have the juicy controversial bit I'm working on right now is about how like, okay, how the abuse of children in the Catholic Church.
Got it.
Is
got it.
Horrifying.
Yes.
Despicable.
Yes.
Unforgivable. Mm-hmm. Criminal.
Yes.
But somehow feels more criminal that I was not chosen as one of the victims. I think it gave me a complex.
Honestly, I
think that's why I'm like an insatiable. I'm like,
why didn't daddy choose me?
Oh, and this is I like this. You guys have daddy issues. I have father problems.
Ah, yes. I did a bit at BuzzFeed. I made a video that this got cut. This got at BuzzFeed. You would make a video. Usually you'd run it by people on your team to get the approval.
Sure.
And then it goes up the chain of command for quality check. Like you have to send it to final review for the publishers to say, yes, you can post this.
Yeah.
And I don't know, one out of every 150, 200 videos would get canned. Like you'd be like,
that actually seems like low.
Yeah. Cause we're not like idiots. We're not like pushing boundaries necessarily.
Yeah.
So I made this video. It got all the way to final review and it got cut because the sketch was me walking down the street. And this is something that actually happened to me in real life. So I was like really pushing like, no, this happened. It's a sketch. It's okay to put this on the internet.
Yeah.
And these guys were catcalling. Hey, mom, let me get your number. Damn, what you doing with all that ass? Da, 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 da. And I turned around and I was like, guys, it's like 2016, like whenever it was, like come on, like, you got to be better, like, truly, like, went on this feminist rant of just, like, if you want to speak to a woman, like, is that the way your mother taught you to speak to a woman, blah, 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 blah. And they're looking at me this whole time, standing there. And then they let me finish my big tirade, and they just go, yeah, not you, her. And, like, pointed to this group of hot teenagers behind me. And I, like, look, and I was like, so why not me? Like, I'm just wondering.
Yes.
I didn't want it. I don't want it. But, like,
but
why not?
If you were to give an answer.
Yeah. And so made that video.
Yeah.
Sent it up the chain. And it got ripped apart by all the feminists in the final review of, like, this is promoting women to be catcalled. Like, this is, like, we're asking for it. Da-da-da-da-da.
Mutual friend Deborah DiGiovanni also has a bit about how catcalling is bad, but it goes away at some point, and that's a
cold
sad day.
Yeah. I got catcalled this morning on my way to coffee.
Aww.
Yeah. A guy stuck his head out the window and went, hey, lady.
Keeping it vague. Keeping it, actually keeping it respectful.
You know what? He could have just been like asking for directions or something.
Totally.
He could have just been like, hey, lady, you got shit on your shoe.
Or he's like falling into a sewer and he's like, lady. And you're like, still got it. And he falls to his death.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah, it is a why not me problem. But, like, you also don't. Of course you didn't want to be molested by a priest. But why didn't you? Why didn't you choose? Do you think it's because you were too confident?
Well, I think I was, like,
too much of a loudmouth. I can fucking tell you right now. Well, you would have babbled to everybody.
Maybe. I think it was that, like, I was too available.
That's what I'm saying.
Myself to. I was like wearing little cute outfits. I was doing the splits for no reason. Like, I was like
in church.
Yeah. I was using what God gave me, oddly enough.
That's so good.
But yeah.
I truly believe it's because you're too much of a loudmouth. You'd be like, oh my God, Father Henry did this.
That was fun.
And everyone would be like, what? You're not supposed to. And you're like, no, it's great.
I think I could have kept a secret.
No way. You've never kept a secret in your life.
What? I'm very good at keeping secrets.
Are you?
Name one secret of yours that I've told.
You want me to spill some tea? This is a good way to get
That'd
me to
That'd be a great way to do it.
Yeah.
No, I think I am very good at keeping secrets, actually.
I'm quite good at it, too. And you'd never know that I knew the secret. Because then when someone says something, I'd be like, my acting skills show up.
Totally.
And I'm like, oh my God.
I'm also very good at that.
Yeah.
I'm good at those games too, where you have to pretend like you're not the killer. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Like Secret Hitler or whatever.
You know what's crazy? Mm. During the pandemic, they had Zooms of comedians playing. What was the game where it's on a spaceship and it's like your little guys bopping all around and like two of you are killers? What?
Among Us.
I
never heard of this.
Oh my God. It was a sensation, right? Like a sensation, but I hadn't either. And I played it for the first time. I was the killer the first two games in a row, won the game both times.
I guess
that's
good.
Not even knowing how to play the game.
Wow.
It was like, okay, so like you're given your separate objective and it's like, you need to go fix the boiler room. Uh-huh. You need to go do communication to the other planet. Uh-huh. You need to go do this. And the killer gets, you need to kill as many people as possible and keep the mission from happening. So basically the thing is so big that you'll be alone in a room and another person will come in and they can kill you.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just good at it and I didn't even know how to play. I just know how to be a killer.
You're a good liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something funny that happened recently was I was hanging out with a new group, a new couple that I became friends with. And I'm friends with the girl and the guy and they're fun to hang out with. And the girl, when we were hanging out just one-on-one, told me about all this like stuff that the guy had experienced in life to like make him the way that he was and like
sure.
his family. And
his origin story.
Yeah. I thought this was like private. It felt very private information. So then when we were all hanging out in a group, he was kind of starting to tell me these little bits about like, oh, well, yeah, my family and the way I grew up. And I was like, oh, my God. And he told the whole fucking story and then was like, yeah, did she tell you all of this?
Oh, no. No, you
like,
got caught in the weirdest way.
I was like, she did. Yeah, no, I knew all of this. I was pretending not to know anything. And she was like, that was really good. Like, why were you pretending not to know? Because I kept asking questions to
like
clarify.
That you fully knew the answer
to. I was like, wait, your mom did this? And he was like, yeah.
Didn't she tell you all this?
And she was like, you know what, though? That's a good trait to have. Because oh my God. If some shit ever goes down, bitch, I got you.
Well, what sucks, though, is I know that about you, though.
So you now can call me on my shit?
I mean, now you're a little sus.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm using your strength against you.
I don't like
Tiana
that at all.
What I'm talking about, though.
What are you laughing over there about for?
He's like a good liar. Like, when you say something now, I'm going to be like,
I never have lied in my life. Never.
Kelsey.
I'm just a secret keeper. I'm just a keeper of secrets.
You've never lied in your life?
I'm a Leo Gemini. I'm literally incapable of lying.
You're a liar. That's all I have to say about that. There's just no way.
Whatever.
I've never lied in my. Oh my God.
Okay, whatever. When we come back, we actually have, this is really cool. Today's topic was something that a confident bottom wrote in to ask about.
Oh, yes. You speak and we listen.
Ah, listen. What the people want.
Yeah.
What the people ask for.
What some of the people need.
Oh, and some of us already have it. And we're the lucky ones. You're going to find out what it is.
It's white privilege.
When we come back, in case you didn't already read the title of this episode, BRB.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tell us what we're talking about today.
We're talking about Bobo.
What Bobo, see ya in Totten, nay nay, ya yam, boo boo boo, bitty bitty out in Totten, Bobo, see ya in Totten, Bobo, see ya in Totten, boom.
Is that a camping song?
Yeah, it's like a handshake song.
Oh, fun. Did you have down in the, there's a wishy washy wishy woman washing your clothes?
No.
That's how the washy woman washes your clothes.
We went to very different summer camps.
Or purple monster people eater?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Did you go to summer camp?
Yeah, in like, I guess the 70s. When we didn't have words yet.
That checks out with your age and all.
No, we did, fifth graders went for 1 week in like the in spring.
In elementary school, like going into middle school, you went to a summer camp?
Like one of the last weeks of school you spent at camp as a fifth grader.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then the seniors in high school were the counselors.
Oh, that's
cool.
Which
is crazy because when I was a fifth grader, I was like, who are these fine ass men?
Ah!
And then like cut to, you see a senior in high school now and you're like, child.
Oh, well, yeah. Also, eventually, did you become that fine ass man?
Well, I got, in theory.
Yeah. You were probably some little kid's gay awakening at summer camp.
Go awakening. Okay, sorry. We're talking about Botox.
We're talking about Botox and fillers today. What's your experience with Botox and fillers?
So Botox famously is the only good thing I got out of a relationship I had mid-pandemic.
Who? I gotta know, because
I went out with this man and it was actually like a solid little relationship.
Who? Do I know him?
I don't. That's a great, you should.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
But he, I miss his dog,
mm-hmm.
but
oh, I do know this person.
He lived in like Orange County area.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was a long distance.
Yeah. Basically.
But I went with him and his friend for them to get Botox and filler.
Uh-huh.
And I was curious about it. And that day I got like what people say is baby Botox, uh-huh. like just like a little bit of Botox. Uh-huh. And I like really liked it.
So how old were you when you got your first Botox?
That was probably 4 years ago, 34.
Okay. That's late, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had been getting it since I was six.
Yeah.
But my parents are... That's, I know you, how you've been getting it since you were
20.
That's wild.
Which,
but it's preventative. For those of you who don't know,
listen,
people have this weird thing that you hear, you say Botox and people immediately do like a pulling back their face.
Yes.
Like weird, like
you're
no,
plasticky, look like just a cat.
Paralyzes the muscles in your face that you don't need. And God did not need to give us.
Yes.
And you,
I'd say God didn't give us that. That was life.
And your fine lines, like after like 4 days of mm-hmm. it being in your system, like go away because you're not using those muscles. Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'll say about my experience with Botox. Yes, I started getting it when I was 20 and it is preventative. They really do say like you can start getting it at that age because it is preventative and that's like, yay, a good thing. I don't think it was the right thing for me to do at 20 because it was, and I'm not blaming my mom. I am. But she was the one that was like, yeah, you should get some Botox. Come with me to an appointment and I'll show you like what you can get. And then it became this thing where I was like, do I need Botox? I think I need Botox.
And then you started on that.
And then you start and you can't, you can stop, but then I'm like, my makeup is setting in my face. But here's the other thing. I'm an animated bitch. I'm a comedy girly. I laugh. I make faces. I was like the thumbnail girl of BuzzFeed. Like, I can't help it that my skin folds flip-flapping around, mate.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is my mother gave me a complex and I blame her.
That's fair.
Which is why I think she should pay for my Botox now as an adult.
I completely. Chrissy, if you're listening, I agree with that.
She's
and you
not.
Should maybe pay for my Botox too.
She's literally never listened to a single. Maybe the one she was on once, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My mom listens to this. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
I love Botox so much.
Yeah.
I get really excited.
How often do you get it now?
Like every 4 to 5 months.
TT, you're a newbie at Botox, right? Yeah. What did you, when, how long ago did you get it?
Like a month ago.
You got it a month ago for the first time. What were you scared?
No.
You weren't scared. Why? Yeah.
I just wanted to be snatched.
You wanted to be snatched. Had you heard any like good things, bad things about it? Were you like pretty knowledgeable about it? Did you do any research before you went and got it? Our friend told you everything you needed to know.
I think we've all seen a couple of those TikToks where the girls have like droopy face mm-hmm. because like they hit a nerve or a wrong muscle. Have you
yeah.
seen that? Where
no.
they're like, got Botox, wouldn't recommend it. And it's like, that is
fear-mongering.
It is fear-mongering. And of course it's happened to a handful of people, but like that's not
typical.
It's like very... It's a really simple.
Yeah,
it's not even a procedure.
Not really.
But
listen, this is a podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. It is a medical thing that you're doing to your face. Don't take our word for it, but also do. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've gotten a lot of it at this point. I don't even flinch. I actually quite think it feels good.
I love the. Okay, does it click when it goes?
Yes, it goes.
So it goes under like the layer of skin that it's probably like a warning sound. Like, don't go much deeper.
No, I think it's literally the liquid going into your.
See, I thought it was going through like a crusty part. You know how like the earth has mantle? I assumed it was like head mantle where it was like going through.
Head mantle?
You know, like layers. Like, okay, the first layer is soft and smooth. And the next layer is a little crunchy.
I can only see like your head as dirt pudding now. I don't know why.
Yum.
So you think you're the little
yum
are the injection
going
about
is,
into
like,
your
the needle
Oreo
goes,
spots?
The needle goes in and you hear a little crunch, like a little click. I feel like that's it going through a layer.
No,
of skin.
I think that's liquid coming out of a syringe. Like,
Tiana, what do you think?
Yeah, you're the deciding factor. Oh, you're fucking, you've lost your mind.
We won that one.
Okay, so here's some information for the peeps out there about Botox and fillers. So Botox and dermafillers are two of the most popular non-surgical cosmetic treatments available today. While they are both used to enhance facial aesthetics, they function differently and are designed for different purposes. So we'll dive into the science, applications, benefits, and potential risks of Botox and fillers. And we're going to dispel some common misconceptions.
Do you have in there when it was started? Because I've been curious about that.
I don't think so.
Because, like, you've been doing it for 14 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you weren't the first. You weren't, like, the pioneer woman of Botox.
I fucking hope not.
But, like, I wonder, like, yeah, I wonder
what's
when it
the history?
I can look
it
up,
too. Will
you
look it up? Thanks.
Just, like, when did Botox start?
How did it get invented? I want to know if it was a man. You know it was a man.
Definitely a man. And much like anything else, I guarantee you, because Botox is used also to, like, it can be used medically.
Stop sweating.
Stop sweating. And, like, I'm sure it has, like, actual uses. But, like, the cosmetic industry is, like...
Took it.
Yeah, I mean...
Ran with it.
Yeah, they made it popular.
So, do you know what Botox is?
Botulism.
Huh?
Is it botulism?
What is botulism?
It's a deadly... paralytic or something.
Oh, okay. It's a neurotoxin derived from Clostridium botulinum bacteria.
Ugh.
It works by temporarily paralyzing muscles, which help reduce the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. So a lot of people are like, oh, I'm getting my wrinkles filled. You're never getting your wrinkles filled.
No.
You're getting the muscles around it paralyzed so that you can't use it. And that creates a softer appearance.
And then the muscles, I mean, the lines disappear.
Yeah. So the most common places people get Botox are your forehead lines. That was my first spot. Crow's feet around the eyes. And frown lines. Those marionette lines right there.
I've never gotten it down there.
Really?
Only eyes and forehead.
Good for you. I've had literally everything done before.
Okay.
Now I tend to just go for eyes and forehead. And sometimes she'll give me like one or two. Also, there's something called a lip flip where they Botox just above your lip and it makes your lip look fuller. So it almost acts like filler.
Huh.
Yeah. There are medical applications for Botox, just like you said, that include treating migraines, which I've tried. Excessive sweating, I should try, and muscle spasms.
Are you a sweater?
Bro.
Really? I don't like, picture, I don't picture you wet, ever.
Rude, first of all.
Picture you dry as a
Stop
desert.
It. I am fucking constantly soaking.
The Sahara.
I am like a slippery seal with how sweaty I am.
Do you run hot? Like when you're sleeping, is it hard for people to hold you?
I prefer it to be like 66 degrees at night.
Yeah,
I need to be cold to be sleepy. And Botox typically lasts around 3 to 4 months. Here's the kicker. The longer you've been getting it, supposedly, the longer it will last because, like, you're never allowing that muscle to regain strength.
Your muscle, like, forgets.
Atrophies is what it's called.
I feel like that has to be bad at some point.
I did get Botox in the back of my neck a lot. For treating, trying to treat the migraines and jaw problems. And they atrophied it to the point where, like, I couldn't lift my neck up all the way. And I felt like a baby deer, like, trying to,
oh, my God!
And I was like, I don't like that.
Uh-uh.
You got any info for us on when Botox was invented?
Okay. This is, like, based off of the AI.
Okay.
Okay, we're blaming AI already.
I know. So, 1970.
That feels quite new.
I honestly thought it was going to be, like, 90s.
Well, they, like, found out that this existed in, like, 1895. Because
oh, my God!
Well, you know, like, botulism. Right?
Yeah.
And then so this doctor started to use this for eye impairments.
Eye impairments.
So it wasn't until 2002
that, it wasn't until 2002 that the FDA approved. What the fuck? 2002?
Were you getting it illegally? No. You were on the forefront.
So it was
you
a man.
Closer to a,
it was a man that invented it.
To the it pilgrimage.
It was a fucking man.
Of course it was a man.
Okay, so let's talk about filler.
Filler terrifies me.
Why?
Filler.
That's the thing that people get worried about with the bubble lips.
Well, also that guy who I went to the appointment with and had Botox for the first time, he got filler. And it was scary to watch.
Why?
Like, the needle go in and, like, kind of, like...
Oh, because you watched him do it under the eye?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrifying because it's a really long needle. It has to shoot up all the way to your eye, and they move it back and forth like a little wand.
But don't they kind of do that everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah,
except
the needle
for lips,
really freaked me
kind
out.
Of, yeah, so dermafillers is a gel-like substance injected beneath the skin to restore volume, smooth lines, and enhance facial contours. The common ingredient includes hyaluronic acid, calcium hydroxylapatite, and polyl-lactic acid. The most common use is for lip enhancement, cheekbone augmentation, nasolabial folds. And
you have a labia in your nose?
Go figure.
Huh.
Pussy on your face. And jawline contouring. Some fillers can stimulate collagen production, and depending on the type of filler you get, results can last from 6 months to over a year. So usually you go for Botox, you know, every 4 to 6 months, a little here, a little there, and then out of like one of those appointments, I'll get the filler redone. So the tricky thing about filler, though, is that it also moves.
See, this is where...
Tell me about it.
It freaks me out.
Yeah.
The concept that like, okay, this is where I'm putting it.
Yeah. You want it to stay.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people, when they get lip filler, the doctor will inject it and then they'll mold their lips around. They'll kind of like rub it in between their fingers like this. And then the big problem with lip filler is because so many people purse their lips, they talk. Some people, like even in a resting position, don't have like a natural looseness to their lips. It gets clumpy. So that's when you see people that have to get their filler dissolved, is because they'll become little. Have you ever had filler? You don't need it. You're stunning.
Your lips are gorgeous.
Yeah, you have perfect
also,
lips.
Also, I will say the trend of white girls with big fat lips looks silly to me.
Well, I have had a lot of filler in my lips before.
I mean, honestly, maybe it's because I love you, or maybe because you've done it really well. But like,
thank you.
You're not like... you're not the lips I'm talking about.
No, I have definitely seen it where my friends have gotten it. I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know how they say you have like eyelash blindness or like filler blindness is a thing girlies have?
Where it's like, oh, you don't know that it's actually the guy. Oh, he had filler in his lips. And I literally, like, we were together a little bit and he was going for more filler. I was like,
stop it.
I don't like to tell people what to do.
But you do.
Like, I was like, you don't, can I just say, like, I don't think you need more lip filler. Like, you have big, plump lips. Mm-hmm. Like, it's giving swollen. It's giving snake bite. It's giving, you know.
And there are a lot of, like, lip glosses people use to, like, do that tingling feeling that enhances blood production. Like, it brings blood to the skin, so it makes them look fuller and juicier and stuff like that. But it's, when it's that plus filler, I'm like... Okay, we need to... You look a little inflamed.
Totally.
Bee sting is a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
But so once upon a time, I had my lip filler dissolved. So I switched doctors only because my new doctor moved their office far away. So I was like, I'm driving all the way out there, girl.
Yeah.
There's a place down the street. I went and she was like, I'm not saying you have bad filler, but like feel this. And she had me feel these little like clumps. And this is, you know, 10 years of getting filler. And she was like, I would like to start with a clean slate because I don't want to be putting on top of somebody else's work, essentially. And so she dissolved. It's basically like putting acid, inject it into your lips, and she swishes it all around.
Does it hurt?
So here's the thing. A lot of people have said that it's painful and uncomfortable. I didn't feel
well,
that.
Well, you have chronic pain.
I have chronic pain in my lip. I
You're
also
like, this
can't
is, this
feel.
This is a nice reprieve from what I
normally
feel.
I was honestly like, this feels soothing.
Yeah.
I didn't feel anything. But for like 2 weeks, I had to like watch my lip kind of flatten out. And it wasn't like, I don't think anyone else noticed, but I was certainly like.
I was thinking it's giving horrors.
Yeah. And then I went back and she fucking juiced me up, baby.
Yeah.
And I will give this tip to people who are getting it for the first time. You want to research the fucking shit out of your doctor. Go look at their Instagram. Go look at clients that they've done before. Because I prefer the conservative doctor that I have to push to say you can go more. Because you do not want to go to one of those.
An upseller. The guy, doctor who I was introduced to via the boy. The last time I saw her, I went in, and again, have I said this before? English wasn't her first language, so maybe there was a kind of like gap there. But she said, "What about your hollow eyes? Are we doing anything about your hollow eyes?"
First of all, okay.
And I went
therapy.
Oh. I went what? Mm-hmm. What?
What'd you say? I'm she's not like, even here for this.
She's like, "Your eyes, they're hollow. They aren't supposed to look like that." And I was like, "I'm gonna not do any hollow eye stuff today," and then I never went back because, like you, I want to probe my doctor about what else. Like,
yes,
I was thinking about, do you think? And they, I want them to be like, oh, like you could do that.
Yes. I had a doctor on the podcast probably, God, like 4 years ago, Dr. Nima. He's one of my favorite. He's also like the king of nose jobs in Los Angeles. Like he's invented all these techniques and is like the guy. Shout out Dr. Nima. So you can also go back to that episode years and years and years ago if you want more info. But that episode, I told him, I was like, you were one of my favorites because when I walked in, you didn't like hand me a mirror and was like, point out what you don't like. He like first started by complimenting so many things about your face. He's like, oh, you know, so many people want this. And like, you have such great skin and da, da, da. Like, what are you here for today? Like, what do you want from me? And I was like, oh, that's kind of a fun way
that's
of putting
refreshing.
It. Yeah. And then my girly that I go to now, she will always be like, I want to do this much, but you look at it and tell me what you think. And then she'll give me the mirror and I'll look at it and I'll give it a couple minutes. I'll stand up. I'll look at it from a bunch of different angles. And then I'll say, nah, juice mama up a little more. I want a little more. Like she's very much like, yeah, she's like, this is what I would do.
And then you go more.
And I go, give it to me more. So I feel like that's such a green flag.
Yes.
For a doctor. And they are so meticulous about writing down like units of measurement and like what style you have. And you also want someone that's keeping up to date on the science of all of this.
Yeah.
Because it's so new. Like I shouldn't know more about the latest and greatest techniques and like trends. So that's another thing that I would look out for when you're picking a doctor.
Sure.
Is find someone that's still actively educating themselves on all of these new treatments, because I've seen red flags before where I've been like, oh, you don't know about this kind of technique, like,
yeah,
or why people don't do this kind of technique anymore.
Sure.
They will always take pictures when you go to your first appointment. And my girly takes pictures every single time so that we can look back on things.
Oh, wow.
And be like, oh, do you like that? Like, ooh, we did so good with your, like, Cupid's bow here or whatever. Your Cupid's bow.
I've never heard of that.
You have a really good Cupid's bow.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It's the little V dip in your top lip.
Wow.
That's a Cupid's bow.
Cute.
Yeah. So you should definitely have a doctor that takes pictures. You should definitely have a doctor that keeps track of your measurements so that every time you go in, they're not like guessing.
Sure.
And you're wasting that money. If you have any left over, also, your doctor should abso-fucking-lutely be saving it for you. So if you don't use your whole vial or your whole syringe, they literally wrap that shit up and they put it in the fridge with your name on it. And they'll be aww, like, this is good for another 4 to 6 months or whatever, because you can't put it back in its case once you've taken it out.
Sure.
So if your doctor's ever not fully putting a syringe in your face, you should fucking clock that shit and be like, you're saving that, right?
There should be a thing where doctors can like, you can go in and get like the juices that are left over from other people's.
Zachary.
You know, like they have like nice bottles of wine that like, oh, this bottle's almost done. Like
that's like sharing needles.
Well, wipe them off.
Yeah, that's it. You want that shit that they put in your friend's eye underneath going into your eye?
I don't do that.
Oh, okay. Just so other people, there's an idea for
that.
Oh,
wait. I don't do filler, but right. Botox. Botox seems like it would kill germs.
Okay.
See, this is where we've wandered into unknown territory.
I want to point out that this is you.
Also, you know what's so crazy is I'm currently getting my Botox done by these two gay boys who became certified in it over the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I just go to their apartment.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Well, have you ever been to a Botox party where a Botox person comes over and like...
No!
Oh, really?
I just feel like you shouldn't be doing that.
Botox party?
Yeah!
It's like, come
I in. Know it's a thing, but so are like Avon parties, and those are MLMs.
What's MLM?
Are you joking?
Man loves man.
Are you joking? You don't know what an MLM is?
MLM.
Zachary.
Misery loves... men.
I just want to let this moment
wait,
play
MLM?
Out.
MLM?
You really don't know what an MLM is.
Does it stand for things?
Yeah. No, I just made it up.
Wait, let me try to guess. You said it was with Botox parties and Avon.
What's Avon?
Makeup.
Uh-huh. What kind?
Female? Wait, it's like, okay, people like sell it at parties.
Yeah.
So like a pyramid?
Yes! Like okay. A pyramid scheme.
But what's it stand for?
Multi-level marketing.
Oh, I probably did know that.
Jesus, that was so entertaining.
No, it is so not that. The Botox is just like a convenient thing where it's like you have your friends over, the doctor or nurse or whatever comes over.
Would you let me inject you?
Not, you don't do it. The person who has like the qualification does it.
But are they always a doctor?
They have to be.
Licensed?
You can't just buy Botox.
I think you can. What? I know a lot of friends that have been like, I'm going to learn how to do it to myself.
Oh, wait. Now the DIY queen who's putting in her own extensions would never do Botox.
Extensions is not the same as injecting your face with a neurotoxin.
The extensions are a gateway drug.
Bitch, fucking tell me you wouldn't let me put Botox in you if I figured it out.
No.
You would never?
I let my little gay boys do it.
I don't believe you. I think you would let me if I showed you all the classes and things I watched.
Once you did like a year and like you had like clients and like no one
died.
Yeah.
Then you'd
let me consider it.
I have to give Hippo injections every week for his allergies.
It's not the same.
Okay.
As looking at someone's like face structure and seeing where muscle versus veins are.
Do you know how DeLulu I am? I've gotten it so much that I feel like I could do it to myself.
I know you think that.
That's a problem.
I absolutely see that now that we've spoken it into the universe.
It might start
happening. But I don't think you can just buy Botox.
I think you can.
That doesn't make any sense.
You can fucking buy black tar heroin.
Well, okay. Are we talking legally buy Botox?
You can definitely get it in a Mexican pharmacy.
Okay, we're not talking about the same thing then.
Okay. here's some common misconceptions. Botox and fillers are not the same thing. People think that they are, but we just discussed how one is a gel, one is a neurotoxin. Another misconception, Botox and fillers are only for older people, but we have talked about how it is preventative.
They're for 20-year-olds.
Yes. People believe that once you stop, everything goes back to normal. But the reality is, while Botox and fillers are temporary, discontinuation doesn't mean instant reversal. For instance, some skin laxity can persist after fillers wear off.
I don't know that word you said in laxity.
Yeah, like elasticity, I guess.
Elasticity.
Another misconception is Botox gives you a frozen face. But when administered correctly, Botox allows for a natural expression. And me and you have quite a funny picture. Tiana, remind me to send this to you for a post. Me and you went to do a photo shoot together once where I had just gotten really bad. I went to a random girly that I just needed to get it done. And she fucking froze my face. Like, yeah. I couldn't smile. There was no, fucking movement in my face whatsoever.
Huh.
Another misconception is that it's permanent. Fillers naturally dissolve over time. Permanent fillers exist? I didn't know that.
So I feel like I have a guy friend who just got 10-year filler where it lasts for 10 years.
That's cuckoo pants.
Mm-hmm. At that point, it does feel like you're injecting like a plastic into your face.
Yeah.
Like, how is this not
There's so
dissolving?
Many other ways I'm going to die from cancerous things. That's
totally
like,
agree.
Fucking throw it on the list. Okay, now we're going to play a game.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to tell me, is it Botox or filler?
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready? Which one is used to enhance lips for a fuller appearance?
Filler.
Ding, 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 ding. Which one works by paralyzing the muscle?
Botox.
Good girl.
Are
you are paying
GPT?
Attention. Yeah, these are. which lasts longer than 6 months?
Oh, filler.
Yes. Which one helps with excessive sweating?
Botox.
Fact or fiction? Frozen face with Botox.
Well, you just said it can happen.
Well, yeah, it did happen to me. You're right. True question. Fact or fiction? You can't reverse it once it's done.
You can dissolve the filler.
Yep. And fact or fiction? Only old people get it.
False.
This was the worst game that ChatGPT made
us. I mean, that was literally like, I don't know, just having the conversation we just had, but faster.
But you know what's funny is I'm glad you were listening.
Even if I weren't, I would have still gotten those right.
Let's also talk about price. Do you know how much you pay?
I do. Well, sort of.
Oh my God, when you lifted your hands, it made a shadow on the wall, and I thought there was a bird in here. Look.
Oh, okay, that
it,
is.
I literally looked like wings. Like, it was like...
Ooh, I have been overreacting to things like shadows recently.
Yeah, it's like a nervous thing.
I'll open like my bathroom door, like the shower door, and like something like,
yeah, whoop, you see, I'm like, a shadow. Yeah. But I'm welcome, like, oh, to anxiety.
I am too medicated to experience anxiety.
You drink so much fucking Celsius, brother.
I think for my birthday, I'm going to say, in lieu of presidents, presents, bring Celsius.
You mean you don't want me to bring Trump to your front door? That's so funny. Instead of presidents, you want Celsius.
Instead of presents, I want Celsius. And then I'm going to do a video of everyone bringing me Celsius.
I like that. You're stocked for a year.
Wait, what did you ask me that was interesting?
I said, what, how much you pay?
I paid $300.
Okay, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Botox is cheaper than filler.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah.
I will say that it's pretty hard to go for a Botox and filler appointment without spending at least $1,000.
Oof.
Tiana, do you remember how much you paid for your Botox? $250? Mm-hmm. Where'd you get yours?
That's a good price.
I got 34 units.
34 units.
So it's like kind of baby Botox.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing is it's measured in units. So you get a certain amount of units.
I feel like
per spot in your face.
You can find it for like $8 a unit, but a lot of places are like $12 a unit.
Yeah. Which, when you think about it that way, you're like, oh my God, $12 per? That's crazy. But the more fucked up you are, the more units you need, you know?
Well, it's also like, I have been looking at it as like, again, preventative, again, like very accessible. We're blessed to live in LA where there's a lot of options. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's like. I think that they're offering Botox at dentist's office now. Because
oh
I think I saw.
Oh, well, yeah, you can use it for like TMJ treatment. I did that a lot back in the day.
I think they were talking about for that.
Well, it could just be a med spa moment.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
I would say to shop around for sure. Don't just go with the first place you see.
Yeah, ask friends for referrals.
Look them up on socials.
Yeah.
Look at their actual work. Uh-huh. And I think a lot of people are also afraid of it, that it's going to hurt. Like, I know a lot of people don't like doing lip filler because that skin is so sensitive. Like, think about when, well, like...
It does look fucking inflamed the first, like, 2 days you have it.
But there are a lot of things that some offices can use now to numb you out. So sometimes you can even use, like, a little tiny baby needle to inject what they do when you get, like, Novocaine. Mm-hmm. And it can numb up the entire area.
I hate numb lips and mouth.
Then, like, you would hate having my disease.
When you're like... Am I chewing on my fucking lips right now?
Yeah, it's very taffy like.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about after you get Botox.
Oh, yeah.
Things to, like, you're not
supposed
to.
Can't exercise.
Yeah, you're not supposed to lay down. You're supposed to keep, like, upright. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't rub or, like, put pressure on your face because there was this misconception that you could spread it around. And
or that you
want to
work out the muscles. So people would say you want to rub it.
Crazy.
And, like, get it really into your neurotoxins.
Totally. But not work out. I mean, those are the main things.
One time I got so much done to my face that when I walked down to my car, I thought I was going to faint. It was like so much and it was kind of painful. And I started to like see stars and I kind of had a panic attack. And I realized it was just like I had so many needles in my face that I think I just like needed a moment to breathe.
Yeah.
And I was probably holding my breath.
You were probably sitting for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I see stars when I stand up a lot.
That's me too.
So
that's us getting old.
It's been happening to me forever.
Also, there are places that have numbing gels and cream. So usually right when you walk in, they'll start putting the numbing stuff on my face and then we'll talk and then we'll do pictures.
Yeah.
But you need time to let that shit sit. And then they also have little tools that are like distraction tools. So my Nima had one that, like, when he would be injecting my forehead, he would literally place like a tiny vibrator on my head. And it would be like, and you kind of like your brain gets tricked into feeling the buzz because it's stronger.
Yeah.
And you're not really paying attention to the.
My gay boys give two squeezy balls.
Yeah.
And then one of them like will tap them in the back of my head.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, what if they just started like rubbing like a nice.
They
itchy.
Could do that.
I kind of want to meet your boys.
Oh, you absolutely should. It's like a twink and a muscle.
Oh, fine. Are they together?
Uh-huh.
I love that.
It's
family biz.
It's very cute and they're sweet. And yeah, I'll totally introduce you to my presidents.
If you guys have any more questions about Botox, fillers, the process, please leave a comment.
Oh, yeah. I'm also curious if you want to DM us maybe horror stories, like plastic surgery horror stories, if you have any.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're in LA, so, like, I'm curious to know if, like, people in the Midwest or other places are also, like, super into this type of thing, or if it's just we're in an echo chamber.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, in LA, it's like going to get your nails done.
It's so common.
It's not shamed upon. Like, there's no stigma. I would say, like, straight men get it done a lot in LA. I know of them. Yeah. Anyway, what else you got?
I'm going on tour soon. Please look at my website or my link tree, zachneuitowers.com. And come see me do stand-up.
Yeah, I'm going to have a showcase in September of my stand-up. So when I know that date and that place, if you're in Los Angeles, you got to come.
We are packing that place out. God, it does pack out automatically, but I'm so excited.
But it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited.
Oh, my God. Kelsey Dara's triumphant return to stand-up comedy.
Let's fucking go. Okay, Confident Bottoms, we'll see you next week. Don't forget to rate this 5 stars. Bye.
Hey, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch, premiering September 18th. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.